Thanks for joining us for the Tuesday night edition of our Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the wrestling coaches of Beloit Smith Center in Osborne. Remember to listen for the latest wrestling results with our three daily sportscasts on KD Country 94. Let's begin with the Beloit Trojans and head coach Andy Nemchek. The Beloit Trojan Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Tuesday at this time by Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit.
And back here on the Locker Room Chats, welcome to the Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Andy Nemchek joining us now, the coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. Coach, you did have two wrestlers make it to the state tournament. Brogan Monty continues his outstanding season for you, going 3-0 and winning the 106-pound regional championship there on the home match Saturday in Beloit. He goes into the state tournament at 37-0, as I mentioned. And then Brody Boudreaux finished in fourth place for you at 285 to qualify for state. You did have a couple other opportunities there, most notably Wes Adolph, who suffered a tough loss there at 215 in the consolation semis. Just looking at the way the team wrestled and being able to get two to state, what were your thoughts there overall for your wrestlers and also for Coach Nielsen of Rock Hills?
Well, this was an extremely tough region. We have not been in a region like this in at least 10 years or more, where they put the western half of the state into this region. So it was extremely tough, and we knew that coming in, and we knew that a lot of our kids were going to be a long shot to get in. We had four or five kids that were seeded fifth, sixth, seventh, and they were going to have to beat someone that had beaten them several times this season, and it just didn't happen, and our kids battled, and they came up short, and that was very disheartening. But that's just the way it is when the competition level is as tough as it is. But for sure that this was the toughest region of the four 3-2-1-A regions. This certainly was the toughest this year, and unfortunately our kids had to battle and couldn't get out. But yeah, so pleased with Brogan, just steady. Very steady, and just put together another great tournament, and ended up beating the Hamill kid from Hill City in the finals, and who's a very very good wrestler, and Brogan ended up getting the pin in the later part of the match, but just a great season he's had so far, and now he's focused for the last round here in the state tournament. Brody Boudreaux put together an outstanding tournament. Heavyweight, he's a light heavyweight. He only weighs about 210, and steps on the mat with most kids. Most of the kids he's wrestling are 230, 40 or more, and just put together a very good tournament. And I ended up losing just to the Smith Center kid. We lost to the Smith Center kid in the early rounds, and then came back and had to face him again for third and fourth, and lost to him again, but what a great tournament he put together, and what a great season he's put together wrestling above his weight class, and I'm just really proud of the way he's come along.
We're talking with Andy Nemchek, the head coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team, here in the Locker Room Chats. We'll take a time out. We'll come back. We'll preview how Brogan and Brody will look at state coming up this weekend here in the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94.
For bigger yields this year, start small by putting fertilizer biocatalyst Titan XC on every little granule. New Titan XC helps you get more out of your crops by getting more out of your dry fertilizer. Titan XC promotes release of nutrients in your fertilizer and those bound in the soil. Release more nutrition, expect more results. With Titan XC from Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center. Always read and follow label directions.
And back on the Locker Room Chats here on KD Country 94. We're still with Andy Nemchek, coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. Coach, you have, again, two wrestlers that will be competing at the 3-2-1-A State Championships at Gross Memorial Coliseum in Hayes coming up on Friday and Saturday. Taking a look, and I don't know how deep you dive into the brackets, but you obviously you need to know who your first opponent is, and you'll go out there and take them on. Interestingly enough, both Brogan and Brody, Monty and Boudreaux, will wrestle guys with the last name Grimm. Brogan will have Trenton Grimm from Cherryvale, and Brody will have Joshua Grimm from Sabetha. So just kind of looking at the matchups maybe and just in general how you feel about your kids' chances in each bracket there at 106 and 285.
Well, we certainly like our chances, that's for sure. Brogan coming in as a region ch- champion, of course, takes on a fourth place finisher out of a different region. And this Cherryvale kid, you know, it's we certainly like that matchup. Brogan has, of course, is ranked number one in 3-2-1A, and he's been all season. We beat ranked 4, 5, and 6 in the state. We beat those kids throughout the season, but we've never seen number 2 ranked kid, who is a Harrington kid, and number 3 ranked kid, who's a Jayhawk Lynn kid. So, with Brogan, he's wrestled a lot throughout his career. He's wrestled big tournaments, down in Oklahoma. He wrestles in the Tulsa tournament. He wrestles in Iowa and during the summer and things like that. So, he's wrestled in big tournaments throughout his whole career. And it's good. It's comforting to know that he's stepping into this tournament, and it's even though it's big, he's been there before, mm-hmm. type situation. He's wrestled in big tournaments, and he knows the deal, and he's focused, and he knows what he wants. And I'm so pleased with his attitude and his work ethic, and he's just had a great season, and we just need to finish it off one match at a time here. He can't look ahead in the bracket and that kind of thing. But so I'm excited about that. With Brody, it's going to be a tough first round. As a fourth place finisher in our region, he'll take on a region champ. And I'm so pleased with the way Brody has come on here in the last month of the season. He's really gained a lot of confidence, and he's learned how to wrestle at the heavyweight level. Even being a light heavyweight, he's just learned how to stay in there with these big guys and pummel with them and out move them. And that's what we tell him: you got to out condition these big guys, and you got to out hustle them. And that's what he showed in the region. And I he's got a great shot at stepping on the medal stand if he continues to wrestle like he's been.
Andy Nemchak, coach of the Beloit Trojan wrestling team, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for the time, and best of luck to your two out at state here this weekend.
All right, thank you, Dusty.
Our Beloit Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit.
Say, do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? If you're applying dry fertilizer, the key to better yield potential is Titan XC. New Titan XC is a unique biocatalyst that unlocks and releases the bound-up nutrients in granule fertilizer, which promotes better root uptake and plant growth. Release more nutrition, expect more results with Titan XC. Ask your Nutrien Ag Solutions dealer in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center about new Titan XC today. Always read and follow label directions.
Our Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats continue with Osborne Bulldog head coach Jason Knoll. The Bulldog Wrestling Locker Room Chat can be heard every Tuesday evening on KD Country 94 and online at kdcountry94.com. And are proudly sponsored by Midway Co-op and by Landmark Implements.
This is Jason Broadfoot on KD Country 94 and kdcountry94.com. Our Wrestling Locker Room Chat show and Osborne's wrestling head coach Jason Knoll. Let's get through some guys wrestle tough, but just come up just a little bit short. What did you think of Zach's road to coming up a little short at regionals?
Yeah, Zach had a couple tough matches there. The first one was a really tough one. That Hill City kid was really good, but he fought hard. Didn't get pinned until the third period, so that was really good. His second match, he went out and pinned that Oberlin kid finally. So it was a good weekend for him, and come up a little short in that third period or that third match. But he hasn't wrestled since his seventh grade year, and he come over here and worked his butt off to be success. And I couldn't ask for anything else out of him. He had a great year. I'm proud of him for coming over and working hard. And I wish we could have got him there, but he is in that 150 weight class was pretty tough. So I kind of figured that happened, but I'm glad we got him a win there at regionals just to see if he could punch his ticket. But he just came up a little short.
Also at 175, Chris Also had a great season, but just couldn't happen there at regionals. You know, why don't you expand a little bit on that for us?
Yeah, he was winning that match there until the last 30 seconds. So all he had to do was circle and stay away from him, and maybe get in on a single leg and hold it. But yeah, he's been there 2 years in a row, kind of like I was back in high school. They call it the heartbreak round for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
He came up a little short, which that kid, he does some crazy stuff that gets Chris in a bad position, and he almost lost to him at Billsburg last week, or 2 weeks ago, so I knew it was going to be tough, but when he was up 5-3 or whatever there towards, or 5-2 there towards the end, I figured we might have a shot, but he got thrown to his back and stuck there in the third period, and unfortunately, he ain't going to be coming with us, but he's got a bright future. He's going to Pratt Community College next year and going to work hard and get his automotive degree. But he's the one that kept us around. He worked his butt off last year. He was towards the end of the year, he was the only one with us. So it was just down to him last year. So he got a lot of mat time with Aaron and I. I owe a lot of credit to him too for just sticking it out and keeping our wrestling program around.
And then Sam at 190 also came up just a little bit short. Probably wish he had a little bit more time with him from the beginning, huh?
Yeah, I wish he would have came out as a freshman and we probably could have been there. But he gave Dinkle a tough match, and Dinkle's a really good kid from Hill City there at the last. But he didn't make it either, so.
You're listening to the Wrestling Locker Room Chat here on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com.
Farmers and stockmen find it easy doing business with their local Midway Co-op. Our people are the brighter, the better, the more experienced, and we're still your local full-service co-op with what you need, when you need it, at very competitive prices. Our services are full, complete, and far-reaching, even delivering bulk fuel and propane as well as emergency fuel service when requested. Partner up with us today.
Midway's your best way forward. Midway Co-op's your best way forward.
There's one near you.
Landmark Implement is your local authorized John Deere dealer. Landmark's trained and certified sales staff will help you find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. Whether it's a tractor, planter, combine, an easy track lawnmower, or gator, every piece of equipment in pre-owned inventory is put through a rigorous inspection so it's ready to work hard for you. Landmark's team works together to make sure everything that is sold meets their quality standards. Learn more at LandmarkHemp.com or stop into a local Landmark location and experience the Landmark difference.
Back here on the Wrestling Locker Room Chat Show, joined here by Osborne's head coach, Jason Knoll. You did have two qualifiers there with you, 165, Caden Schultz, and 215, Grant Middleton. Talk us a little bit about Caden's tournament and how he did. Obviously, good enough to get fourth and move on.
Yeah, if you'd have told me earlier this week that I'd be taking two freshmen, that, well, Caden came in the tournament with an under 500, he's two wins away from being a 500 wrestler, I would have laughed at you. But, you know, Caden, this week in practice, he put it all on the line. And I know after he won that one match, he could taste it, and he wrestled like it, too. He worked his butt off this week in practice, and it paid off for them. I'm so proud of these two. They came with a lot of heart. I was like, hey, boys, it's going to come down to who wants it more and who's got the bigger heart to get it. So, and they showed a lot of both. So I know they wanted it, and I am so proud of the effort they put in this week and in this tournament. They both wrestled the best they've ever wrestled, I think. I am so excited for Caden this weekend. I think he's gonna win a couple matches there at state. Hopefully, we can get him in the medal round.
And then Grant at 215, started a little bit at the heavyweight, but he kind of had to move him down. And once he made that move, he kind of just took off, right?
Yes, once he was done giving up 20, 30 pounds a week, I was like, it's about time. And I was like, go out and win this match for you, your family, and your teammates, and get yourself to state. And he did that exact same thing, and I'm so proud of him. He wrestled a great tournament, and got out with, like, 10 seconds left, not even that. So I've watched that match I don't know how many times this weekend. Just hearing the crowd and fans react to him winning that match was probably one of the best times I've had coaching.
All right, well, congratulations to you and to Caden and Grant, and we'll talk to you next week and see how Caden and Grant did at the state tournament.
Sounds good. I sure appreciate it.
Our Osborne Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Midway Co-op and Landmark Implement.
Landmark Implement is your local authorized John Deere dealer. Landmark's trained and certified sales staff will help you find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. Whether it's a tractor, planter, combine, an easy track lawnmower, or gator, every piece of equipment in pre-owned inventory is put through a rigorous inspection so it's ready to work hard for you. Landmark's team works together to make sure everything that is sold meets their quality standards. Learn more at LandmarkImp.com or stop into a local Landmark location and experience the Landmark difference.
The more you know, the better it goes with your land's productivity. Just say the word, farmers, and one of our agronomy specialists will test the pH, organic matter, and moisture in each zone of your field. Soil testing and tissue sampling provide profitable knowledge. Give us a call. Don't put it off. We present, you decide, the choice is yours. Call 785-346-5451 today.
Midway's your best way forward. Midway Co-op's your best way forward.
Make that call today.
We conclude our Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats with Smith Center Head Coach Brock Hutchison. For the latest local wrestling information on the web, check out ncksports.com. The Smith Center Redmond Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement and by Nutrient Ag Solutions in Smith Center.
This is Jason Proffitt on KD Country 94, kdcountry94.com. This is the Wrestling Locker Room Chat Show, and I have Smith Center's wrestling head coach, Brock Hutchison, with us. And Coach Hutchison, he had five qualify for the state tournament there, finished fifth as a team at 114.5 points. Just give us a quick overview on how you felt the team did overall.
Yeah, overall, I thought our kids wrestled, you know, well. They definitely stepped on the mat and competed for their last time for this year. Some of them will go on to kids club wrestling and do that. And the rest, obviously, the qualifiers will go down to state championships. But overall, I mean, I can't complain. I know that. So we wrestled pretty well.
We'll start with Luke Franklin at 190, who finished third in the tournament. What was his path like?
Yeah, I mean, I think 190 was one of the tougher brackets there. He finally punched his ticket to the state championships, and I am so happy and proud of the way he conducted himself and the way he wrestled this weekend.
At 285, we have Carson Montgomery. He also finished with the third place. Oh, what about his pass to the state tournament?
You know, I really wanted to try to get that three seed, but we just had too many losses early in our first freshman year here, and we drew Corbin Tuga for the semis, which run up against that stud Tuga, and he's good for a sophomore. I think we can wrestle him closer. I think Corbin just in our head a little bit, but then he came back and wrestled really well on the backside. He actually got down in both those matches that he ended up pinning those kids in, but you know, Montgomery, Carson, he's just a goer for a big freshman. He's not going to ever give up. I know that. So proud of him as well.
Okay, and at 215, you had the first of your three finalists there, Eli Franklin. Came up a little bit short in the finals, but still gets to go to the state tournament with that second place finish.
Yeah, you know, we've wrestled Otter four times now, and we beat him the very first time, and Otter's come back and beat us three times after that. You know, those matches are going to be close. Anytime those two step on the mat, they know each other, they have a feel for each other.
And it really just boils down to who makes the mistake first in that match. I'm not disappointed in the way Eli wrestled.
You're listening to the Wrestling Locker Room Chat Show here on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com.
Landmark Implement is your local authorized John Deere dealer. Landmark's trained and certified sales staff will help you find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. Whether it's a tractor, planter, combine, an easy track lawnmower, or gator, every piece of equipment in pre-owned inventory is put through a rigorous inspection so it's ready to work hard for you. Landmark's team works together to make sure everything that is sold meets their quality standards. Learn more at LandmarkImp.com or stop into a local Landmark location and experience the Landmark difference.
For bigger yields this year, start small by putting Fertilizer BioCatalyst Titan XC on every little granule. New Titan XC helps you get more out of your crops by getting more out of your dry fertilizer. Titan XC promotes release of nutrients in your fertilizer and those bound in the soil. Release more nutrition, expect more results. With Titan XC from Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center. Always read and follow label directions.
Jason Bradford on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. Smith Center's head coach Brock Hutchinson with us on the Wrestling Locker Room Chat Show. You got two more that took home first place in the Beloit Regional here. First at 144, Alex Wilkinson got the first place victory. How proud of him are you?
He's come a long way from the time he was a freshman to the time that he's a senior now. He's a goer, and he's going to give you 100% every time he steps on the mat. And he wrestled the Roar kid in the semifinals, and that was a close match. It was a little bit closer than I thought it should have been, but it is what it is. And sometimes, things go your way, and sometimes they don't. And during that match, we kind of made a couple mistakes that we shouldn't have made, but ended up beating him. And then his finals match, he came back and wrestled really well against the Dyke kid from Republic County. Proud of Alex. He's going to go on. I think he's going to be a Marine, and if I were in charge of having somebody protect me, he'd be one that I'd have in my corner. So, super proud of him and the things he's accomplished his senior year.
And then at 150, you have Bentley Montgomery, and you kind of run out of things to say about Bentley. He's been doing this at this level for a couple of years now, and again, going to the state tournament, and again, he's going to be a regional champion.
Yep. He wrestled really well. He actually wrestled Braylon Smith, is my nephew from Minneapolis. So, you're not going to see me in the corner over there. But I'm super proud of Bentley. It's like you said. I don't know what else to say. I mean, I don't know if the kid's ever been in trouble in school. Goes about his business. He's a good student. He's a good kid. His mom has been a tremendous part of our program for a long time, and she does a lot of work for us and brings food and water and those types of things. And those are the kind of people that you just want around you in your lifetime. And I hope Bentley and I can continue our relationship here outside of high school. But it's going to be a sad day when those guys are done wrestling for you. It's Alex and Bentley have been tremendous leaders this year, and we've had tremendous leadership all year. But, those younger kids see that, and they're like, well, yeah, this is how we do it, and this is how it works. So Bentley's been one of those guys for a long time for us.
All right, Coach. Well, congratulations to you, and congratulations to your five qualifiers at the state tournament. We'll chat with you next week to see how everybody did.
Okay. Thanks, Jason. I appreciate it.
Our Smith Center Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement and Nutrien Ag Solutions in Smith Center.
Say, do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? If you're applying dry fertilizer, the key to better yield potential is Titan XC. New Titan XC is a unique biocatalyst that unlocks and releases the bound up nutrients in granule fertilizer, which promotes better root uptake and plant growth. Release more nutrition, expect more results with Titan XC. Ask your Nutrien Ag Solutions dealer in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center about new Titan XC today. Always read and follow label directions.
Landmark Implement is your local authorized John Deere dealer. Landmark's trained and certified sales staff will help you find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. Whether it's a tractor, planter, combine, an easy track lawnmower, or gator, every piece of equipment in pre-owned inventory is put through a rigorous inspection so it's ready to work hard for you. Landmark's team works together to make sure everything that is sold meets their quality standards. Learn more at landmarkimp.com or stop into a local Landmark location and experience the Landmark difference. Thanks for tuning in to the Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tune in again next Tuesday evening at 5:10 to hear more from the wrestling coaches at Beloit Smith Center in Osborne.